This is Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford.
Way up on the mountain, that's way
music on a mountaintop. Doesn't that sound good? Well, thanks to the tireless work of Music on the Mountaintop Festival director Jimmy Hunt, it's not just some abstract concept. It's 3 days of world-class music performed by some of the biggest names in the business, just a stone's throw from Boone.
Hey, we get stuff from Austin, we get stuff from Portland, Nashville, and then we get just a lot of crazy little small towns, people that are putting out really amazing music.
Give me a pleasant surprise from either this year or a year past where some music came out of maybe a location in the country that flipped you on your ear.
There's a band called the Future Bird.
She screams at the box to play another song for her.
They're on the bill this year. And they are from the Atlanta, Athens area. The Future Birds fall into this genre, very interesting folk rock scene.
Sure. We're celebrating the 5th year now of Music on the Mountaintop. What's new coming up in 2012?
The biggest change is that we have moved to 3 days. It allows our fans, especially the ones that are traveling from really far away, to come and, you know, really settle in for a weekend. And coming to Boone in this time of year, there's nothing better. It's so, so beautiful.
One of the great things about Music on the Mountaintop that's the same from year to year has been Mr. Sam Bush, and I know you guys have formed quite a friendship over the years.
We have, yes.
I've got a hole in my pocket. I've got a tear in my heart.
Along the way, any suggestions from the musician's perspective that he's laid your way that you've, you know, taken into consideration?
Yeah, so this year we're actually doing one of their big recommendations. We are giving the bigger acts longer set times, and also that encourages them to collaborate, which is always something unique that festivals tend to pride themselves on.
You're talking about some cross-fertilization going on stage?
Absolutely. So, for instance, this year we have Railroad Earth is closing Saturday night, and right before them is the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, which is a type of genre that we've always, always loved and always wanted to get, and it's just going to be really interesting to see how New Orleans music crosses over with Railroad Earth. And I think it's just going to be stellar. So we're really excited.
I can imagine. Of course, Dirty Dozen Brass Band, if not the best, certainly one of the best brass bands in the world today out of New Orleans. And Railroad Earth, it just seems like such a great combination of virtuosity instrumentally and fantastic modern bluegrass feel, if ever there was one.
They really are. Railroad Earth is just such a great representation of what our festival represents. They personify our music and what we're going for. Almost to a T. You know, they're great individuals themselves. They pride themselves on producing really high-quality music. And like you said, their genre crosses over so much. They have hints of folk, Americana, bluegrass, alt-country, country. They're just amazing.
Music on the Mountaintop director Jimmy Hunt. He spoke with me by cell phone from his home in Wilkesboro. Music on the Mountaintop 2012 celebrates its 5th year from Friday, August 24th through Sunday, the 26th at the beautiful Grandfather Mountain Campground in Linville, North Carolina, just outside of Boone. Sam Bush, Dr. Dog, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band are just some of the headliners this year, with a different concert every night by festival partner Railroad Earth. You'll find links to all the goings-on at this year's Music on the Mountaintop Festival on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.